Live from NPR News in New York, I'm Jack Spear. The United Auto Workers Union has expanded its strike against the big three automakers to 38 General Motors and Stellantis facilities in 20 states. Chuck Kernbach of member station WUWM reports on the walkout at a Stellantis plant in Milwaukee.
About 50 members of the UAW formed a picket line outside the Mopar parts building in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood. Tony Vella has worked there for 25 years. He says one reason he supports expanding the UAW strike is the Stellantis two-tier wage system.
If you have somebody making $30 on one side and somebody on the other side of the line making $15, then it's not fair. You know, you make it equal pay.
The UAW says 5,600 members are joining 13,000 auto plant workers who went on strike last week. GM calls the escalation unnecessary, while Stellantis says it questions union leaders' interest in reaching a contract agreement. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
President Biden on social media today announced he will join striking auto workers in Detroit next week. The number of migrants encountered at the U.S.-Mexico border this month is on pace to match recent record highs. NPR's Joel Rose reports the numbers are climbing again after a brief decline earlier this year.
U.S. immigration authorities encountered more than 142,000 migrants at the southern border in the first half of September. That's according to data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection that was shared by the president of Mexico at a press conference.
This is Mexico. Yes, es el total.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador also proposed a visit to Washington in November to discuss migration and other issues. The number of migrants arriving at the U.S. border had dropped in May and June after the Biden administration rolled out sharp new limits on asylum. But the numbers have been climbing steadily ever since. That's straining resources all along the border, particularly in hot spots like Eagle Pass, Texas, where thousands of migrants have crossed this week. Joel Rose, NPR News.
People living in California's wildfire-prone areas will again be able to get homeowners insurance under a deal hashed out between state officials and big insurance companies. Member station KQED, Kevin Stark has more.
As part of the deal, California will allow insurers to consider climate risk in their pricing and make it easier for them to raise rates. Consumer advocacy groups push back on the plan, saying insurance costs will spike across the state. Home insurance prices for consumers could go up modestly with the plan, says Stanford's Michael Wara.
You know, it's not a question of sort of, you know, is it the price higher or lower? It's can you even get insurance?
The new rules are slated to go into effect next year. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Stark in San Francisco.
Ophelia is the latest named tropical storm to form out in the waters of the Atlantic. Officials at the National Hurricane Center say the storm is likely to bring surge and heavy rain to communities along the coast. This is NPR. Indigenous people in Brazil are celebrating after the country's Supreme Court enshrined their rights to what they consider ancestral territory. Reporter John Otis has the story.
The decision led to emotional scenes among indigenous people gathered outside the Supreme Court building in Brasilia, the capital. The case was brought by the Santa Catarina state government and was backed by agribusiness seeking access to indigenous lands. They claimed that such territory should be limited to what indigenous groups had physically occupied when Brazil's constitution was approved in 1988. The defendants said this cutoff was unfair because many indigenous people had been forced off their land by Brazil's military dictatorship between 1964 and 1985. The Supreme Court accepted this argument in a 9-2 decision. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.
For just the second time ever, surgeons say they have successfully transplanted a pig's heart into a dying man as part of an effort to prolong his life. Doctors in Maryland say 58-year-old Lawrence Fawcett was facing almost certain death due to heart failure and other issues and was not eligible for a traditional heart transplant. Doctors at Maryland Medicine say 2 days after the transplant, Fawcett was cracking jokes and able to sit in a chair. The first recipient of a gene-edited pig heart died 2 months after undergoing the highly experimental transplant procedure. Stocks lost ground at week's end on Wall Street. The Dow fell 106 points. The Nasdaq was down 12 points. The S&P fell 9 points today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in New York.